In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Good morning, everyone. Welcome on a beautiful fall day of Minnesota. Nice weather, nice colors, nice people, and most of all, and most important, in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today's gospel is a story that we probably talked about before, heard it before, contemplated about it before, but I'm going to pray and see what God wants from us today and what message he wants to deliver for each one of us. I read a statement a couple days ago, and I don't know if I really kind of agree with it or not, but I want to share it with you, and you tell me, what do you think? It says that routine and rhythm help to recognize the gifts that quite often we fail to see as gifts. Routine and rhythm, what do? They help to recognize the gifts that quite often we fail to see as gifts because they seem dull and unimportant. Essentially, life itself. I'll read it one more time, and just maybe by raising hands, who agrees, who disagrees. One more time. Routine and rhythm. We all have routines, right? And we all have rhythm of life. And sometimes that could be good or sometimes could be bad. But according to that statement that I'm struggling with, it says routine and rhythm help to recognize the gifts that quite often we fail to see as gifts because they seem dull and important. And what that gift is, essentially, it is what? It's life. Maybe showing hands. Who agrees with this? That routine and rhythm help us recognize gifts. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, maybe 10, 11. Okay, who disagrees? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, and the rest? We're good. We have our own routine. Why am I starting with this? Because I didn't count you guys. Sorry, I didn't look at you. But we all have our routine, and we all have our rhythm of life. And we all actually, because of that, that's what probably makes life structured for us. Right? But in a way also, routine makes us bored. Right? And routine makes us like it's the same thing over and over again. Like I just, you know, wake up in the morning, it's the same thing, right? And just like, you know, before we know it, the week is gone. And before we know it, you know, the day is gone. And we are still in that same monotonous lifestyle, routine. While still, other people might argue that and disagree. I said, no, routine actually, you know, if I don't have my own routine, I'm lost, right? You know, if you travel, for example, or go on vacation, or change your lifestyle for whatever reason, then everything falls apart. Like, I don't know where I'm at, right? I can't wait till I go back again to my own routine. So what does that have to do with with the gospel reading today? Am I just dreaming? Did I read the wrong passage yesterday and prepared something wrong? No. Because if we look at the scripture today and the story today, God does something that he always likes to do, which is what? Disrupting the routine. If we look at our lives, look at our events, look at how the Lord is dealing with each one of us, he's actually trying hard to disrupt that routine. And you see it very, very clear in the scripture, in the gospel today. St. Luke chapter 5. From the first verse, so it was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, what was he doing? He stood by the lake of Gennesaret. He's just standing and doing what? Scanning, watching, thinking, okay, how can I disrupt their routine? Not just because he can, not just because he's an authoritative God, but because of something else. Because that routine that we depend on actually becomes an actual idol for us. We worship that. We worship the way we live. And we, by doing this and by going so much into our own routine and depending on it, without knowing, that makes us feel what? Feel in control, right? I have control over my day today because I know I'm going to do this and this and this and this. And that's why anything comes that disrupts this, the whole, I start to fall into anxiety, fall into panic and everything. He's standing on the lake doing what? Watching. And then the two that he saw are whom? Simon, and then later on James and John. And what were they doing? They were so much into their routine. Fishing, right? Those of us, or those of you who fish, I don't really fish that much, know how much that you can actually consume everything. It's a routine. But he came in their life to disrupt that. And put challenges in their life to disrupt that. But in order to the end, to do what? To transform them. To transform them. Again, I'm not trying to be philosophical or anything, but I'm just thinking of things that we are really all struggle with. And daily events and daily routine and daily lifestyle that without knowing can become an actual obstacle against our transformation. Routine, challenge, and transformation. Three things. What is our routine? What's my routine? What's your routine? How flexible I am. Those of you who did the pre-marriage counseling with me know that we have at one session a certain big session about what? We call it family and couples map. Remember that? You don't remember. The couple map. What is the couple map? We are actually gauging and testing the relationship between the couple based on two things, on flexibility and on closeness. How close are we each other and how flexible are we with each other? Which is something very, very important, and something actually applies to this. Because if I have, again, imagine a person that's living by himself or by herself for 4, 5, 6, 10 years, right? And then all of a sudden, they have that other person that they have to live with in the same household, you know, forever, right? There is a break of that routine. There is change. And the couple needs to be prepared how flexible they are in order to actually accept that new routine. And because of that, if you apply this on our relationship with the Lord, that is a big problem, and that's a big reason for our struggle in our relationship with Him. Because we come to that relationship with what? With our own routine, with our own mindset, with our own style. Like, no, this is what I do, and this is what I don't. Don't tell me what to do. Well, you have to wake up a few minutes early in the morning to start your day with a prayer. That's not my routine, no? I can fit it in somewhere else. Don't worry about that, right? You have to pray more for the other people. No, 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 that's not my routine. I pray only for myself and for my family. I don't care about anybody else. See how just one word, one lifestyle can really make a huge difference. And it's all, again, because it's more of not just committed to a routine and following a routine, but because it's a control. If you look into it more and more, it's the power of control. I want to be in control of my life. And don't tell me what to do. Or on the other hand, I just don't want anything. I don't have any routine. I'm just kind of like, you know what? My life is chaos. You know, I do whatever. I eat whatever. I say whatever. There is no actual system. Whether this or this, that is a problem. But the Lord, again, coming in the story today to disrupt the routine of the fishermen and to start to transform them into becoming what? Fisher of man, right? How is that? Again, number one, he was standing watching, right? The Lord is watching everyone. And the Lord is scanning and seeing, okay, like, what is it? What is it? Not just to disrupt so I can make you suffer, no. Because at the end, I want to transform you to what? To my own image, to the Lord's image. So I will evaluate more, and I will watch more. I will be standing on the lake, watching more and more and more, see what's your life like. And see what routine that needs to be changed. And see what control that needs to be gone. And then I will interfere. And that's the second point, the challenges. What did he do to them? We didn't catch anything. Okay, go to them. And we know that this is against all basis of fishermen. We're not going to catch anything. The challenge. Have you ever looked at all the challenges that we go through as it is God's trying to disrupt our life? As bad as it sounds, but it's beautiful. Because he's not just disrupting our life for the sake of, okay, I am God and you are my servant. I will just show you that I am in control. No. But in order at the end to do what? To make me work with him And then through this, I will be transformed more and more and more to his image. Challenges. What are the challenges that are in our lives? What are the things that we are really thinking that, you know what, it is not, my life is not the same, right? I used to do this. We hear this all the time. I hear this all the time, right? And I think myself about this all the time. I used to do so and so and so and so, but now I can't do it. And because of that, my routine is gone. And what? I don't know where to start from. I am lost. And then all of a sudden you see something happening, a challenge. But how many times we really take those challenges and opportunities in order to actually reevaluate and relook and find out again what is happening? How many times, you know, opportunities just come and go because we are not able to accept the fact that he's trying to disrupt my life? Again, as bad as it sounds, as glorious as it is. Because that disruption has to be happening and has to happen, otherwise I will never be transformed. Routine, challenge, and then finally transformation. When he told them, you know, from now on you start to become fisher of men, they said what, as the gospel says today, they left everything, right? So when they had brought their boat to land, they forsook all and followed him. Not only accepted the disruption of life, they actually started a full, whole new routine. And actually, if you look at their life with that, with him, it is not based on routine at all, right? Like, we have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow, right? We're with you today, we're going out, preaching, and then doing something, and then we're not quite sure what's going to happen tomorrow, where are we at, if we're going to be still here or not, nothing. To the point that when he sent them out, and go without anything, don't have a routine, don't have very pre-assumption of what you should do, because you know what? It's not going to happen. I want you, in order to work for me and with me to the fullness, you have to let go of your own control. Be ready for something different. Be ready that I come and disrupt your life. And then we don't, but we don't look at that. All what we look at, again, you know, the panic attack that we have because our routine is not the same. Even in losing somebody. I have a routine to call my dad every morning. It became part of my life. When that is gone, how am I reacting to that? Am I crying and blaming and saying, well, I wish? Or I'm actually seeing, like, God is trying to tell me something. God is trying to take something from me in order to say, like, you need to focus more. I can replace that. Whatever routine you think it's your whole life is based upon, you know, this is deceiving. Look at me and I will do everything. I will have another routine that is not a routine for you. Not a routine for you. Again, how many times we miss opportunities because we are just so, again, back to the couple, pre-marriage counsel again, very, very, very inflexible. Very. This is what I do, and this is what I only do, and don't try to change it. Right? And good luck with your life after this. That's a big part of our issues, big part of our marital problems. Because, no, I want things the way I want it. This is what I do. Big part of our relationship, big part of our relationship within a congregation, within community, within everything. Because I think, you know, this is, it becomes what? Becomes sacred, becomes holy. Right? It's kind of funny I'm saying that standing in an Orthodox church, because we have routine. Right? We are the masters of routine. How many times I hear, you know, Father, you know, the liturgy is so boring, it's very monotonous. But there is something missing. Because when he is here, he brings us beyond the time. So yes, we're doing the same thing, the same every routine, every week, every prayer, every liturgy. But then again, being him being here, he injects life in that. And that's what we call mystery again, like I can't explain it. But every time I'm here, I'm receiving something new. I'm experiencing something new. I know that there's something new. And even the ritual and the routine that seems very, very, very monotonous, it becomes actually very vital and very alive and becomes a reason for revival. The problem is not the liturgy. The problem is we are not focused on Him. We come here with our mind always still on what I left or what I will do later on, right? Like right now, right this moment, what's on your mind? I said this before 100 times, right? Right this moment, what's on your mind? Preparing for the mystery of mysteries, the Eucharist? Or just get done, Abuna, because we have life. We have, you know, it's a busy day. It's a beautiful day. I want to go out and enjoy the day and do this and do this and do this. Routine that kills. Routine that kills. But the Lord wants to come and disrupt the life. And unless we allow Him to disrupt our life, we're never going to be transformed. We'll be stuck in our own routine, thinking that we have a good life, but actually it's not. May God give us the power and the strength and the eyes and the mind that understands that He wants to disrupt our life. And we allow Him to disrupt our life joyfully. Otherwise, we'll be stuck in a lifestyle that we'll never be able to get out of it and becomes again more and more and more complaining. God wants to change. And God wants to show us something new. And God, again, that's why we say, you know, let us sing to the Lord a what? A new song. It's not the same routine song. Everything is new. New life. How can it be new life? Because it's Him. He is the source of that life. Let's go back to the basics and connect with Him again. Have our own time with Him again. If we are bored, if life doesn't mean anything to us, if life is more of a burden, if everything that's going through is really hard, you hear all those things and all those news and a war here and a war there and what's going to happen and we're panicking. Because we think our routine is going to get disrupted. But let's come to Him. Come under His feet now as you pray the liturgy. Said, Lord, come and disrupt my life. I want to disrupt my life because it's a boring life. And You are the only one that will bring meaning to this life. To Him the glory now and forever, to the ages of all ages. Amen.